Well, the Biden administration is about to do the unthinkable at the U.S. southern border. Suddenly, and miraculously, President Biden has found Jesus, and suddenly he's looking at what executive powers he has to close down the border. You can't make this up. The president said this yesterday, that he's now considering closing the border through executive powers. He's looking into it, suddenly 3 years into his presidency. Meanwhile, fireworks today in Congress just a short time ago as members of Congress grilled Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas for his failure to secure the border and lying about these deportation numbers as part of his opening statement. We just deported 630,000. We've done more than any president has since 2013. We are your deportation administration. Watch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, thank you for being here. I want to go back to a statement that you made in response to the chairman's question about how many people we have deported. You said 630,000 have been returned. That is not accurate. The actual ICE deportations is 142,580. All those other people that you're talking about were rejected at the border. These are not ICE deportations, and you conflate those two numbers, and it's aggravating to me that you do that.
Former 24-year veteran of the Customs and Border Patrol, J.J. Carroll, was watching this hearing, and he says Mayorkas is straight-up lying, and we thought, let's ask J.J. what he thought of this hearing, painful as it was for you to watch this thing. J.J., welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Clayton, and yes, that is the best characteristics you could, or adjective you could describe, painful. It is painful. So painful to watch him lie, but I've gotten used to it. And you know, you want to touch on that. We're the deportation force, meaning DHS. That's a lie. That's a lie that he concocted when he was under President Obama as the director of USCIS and then second in charge of DHS as the deputy. And why it's a lie is they conflate all the we called it voluntary returns of Mexican nationals. So every time I would arrest a Mexican national, I would offer that individual, you can either go see the judge and deport it. I'm going to sit you in jail for 2 to 3 weeks or a month or two before you see the immigration judge, and we're going to deport you because you have no right to be in America. Or I can voluntarily return you to Mexico right now. And they would all say to a man and a woman, yeah, just get me back. So that's all he's doing. He's returning Mexican nationals who are the most deported people now into Mexico, and they're claiming that's deportation. Under he came into a Border Patrol meeting and they leaked this. This was about 2 months ago, where he admitted, Mayorkas admitted to these Border Patrol agents that his release rate was at a minimum 85%. So every person, every 10 people that he arrested, 8.5 of them he deported. I know that number to be around 96, 97%. So when Mayorkas says they're deporting, he's conflating numbers and he's outright lying. He's not a dumb man. This is a very, very strategic, intelligent man. So when he's telling you bold-faced lies, it's strategically manipulating words and definitions.
One of the other things that stood out to me, a question stood out to me, that Mayorkas was asked, he said, Mr. Secretary, can you point to any authorities that were rolled back by Congress since Biden took office? Like, did we in Congress remove any tool from your tool belt when you came into power that was taken away from you to do your job? Watch this.
Could you speak to any authorities that Congress has removed from you or the president since taking office?
Congressman, has Congress removed
any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point.
That's a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents is exactly why.
You're filibustering. I asked you a yes or no question.
Congressman, the point that you make.
Has Congress removed any authorities from you or the president since you've taken office?
Congressman, the point that you make with respect to Border Patrol agents.
The answer is no.
So he couldn't answer it at all because the answer, as the congressman said, was no. There is no tool, right, that was removed from him. In fact, they did all the removing.
Yes, no tool has been removed. He was literally handed on a silver platter the most secure border in American history. We were within, people can't wrap their brain around this. If Trump would have been allowed to be president again, by meaning allowed being the votes were counted correctly, we were within 6 to 9 months of having a completely shut down border. People, they can't wrap their brain around that. We're averaging 7,000 to 15,000 arrests a day under President Trump at the end of his term. We were averaging 500 to 600 arrests a day. That's nothing. That's like no one crossing. And everyone was being deported, like legal term deportation, not voluntary return. So Mayorkas is lying. Mayorkas has systematically gone through immigration policy and destroyed them. He's destroyed asylum. He's destroyed parole. He's created CBP One app. He has flown in illegally in the dark of night, hundreds of thousands, I believe it to be over millions, of illegal aliens into America and then did not put it in the arrest data. He is a traitor. Chip Roy came through and said it out loud in a congressional hearing last year. I repeat it constantly. This is the thing that maybe we can touch on. Watching why it was so painful for me to watch this, Clayton, was I expect the Democrats to fall in line and lie and cheat and steal. That's a given. But our side, the Republican side, which it's hard for me to say my side because they don't represent me. The Republicans are so impotent, so cowardly, so grossly negligent in their information. It's shocking. They stumble on their words. You get like 3 to 4 minutes to speak. I would come out with my guns blazing. I wouldn't ask him a question. I would just say, sir, you are a traitor. You have committed criminal acts against the body of America. And then I would systematically list all his crimes. It's not like I have to reach for him. I could just go down the line. You've allowed 10 million people into America. You have allowed another 10 to 15 million to cross illegally, undetected and abscond. You have allowed over 500,000 unaccompanied alien children to be sent out into America and be labor and sex trafficked. You have created the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. You have abused parole. You have destroyed the asylum system. You have destroyed the United States Border Patrol and the border. 80% of the border is completely wide open. You've allowed almost 150,000 U.S. citizens to die of fentanyl and because of the open border, and you've done nothing. I just came off the top of my head, Clayton, with that.
Right.
There's another 40, but they stumble and they're like, well, sir, and no. That's why we have a uniparty that is destroying America through the intentional destruction of the immigration system. And I believe that to the core of my soul.
Hallelujah. Yeah, absolutely. And you said that in about 30 seconds. You had another 4 minutes where you could have grilled him even with questions. So laying out all of his crimes. They're sort of kissing his ass. And it's really horrible to watch. Of course, now we're facing the impeachment proceedings that'll move to the Senate. That'll probably die. Nothing will happen there. This guy is a traitor, and he, of course, should be impeached. We'll see if that actually happens. One of the things, though, that he said when he was asked, you know, hey, do you need any more tools? You know, do you need any more resources to do your job? And I love this. He said, we need resources across all level of border enforcement. And I want you to touch on this. He said, you know, border patrol agents, we don't have enough of them. We need more, way more border patrol agents. We need, he listed every single stage of the border patrol and everything that the Department of Homeland Security needs to secure the border. He said, we need those resources. We just don't have them. Was he telling the truth or was he lying again?
Well, he always tells half lies, right? Yes, we need more Border Patrol agents. At the height of my career, the height number was over 21,000. We're at 15,000 and going to 14,000 because no one wants to do the job. What are you going to do with those Border Patrol agents when you get them, Mayorkas? Are you going to keep making them have sandwiches for illegal aliens, take them to hospitals? 80% of the border is not a Border Patrol agent. There's no one guarding the border. So what are you going to do with them? And then my favorite thing of his is we need more detention beds, okay? Mayorkas, we have 41,000 beds across America. I called right before you had me on. I called just to verify. I spoke to a supervisor, one of the supervisors that runs the soft-sided facility in San Diego, 2,000 beds. And I said, hey, man, are you still running minimum people in those beds? Yeah, he goes, no one's in there. We just have a few people. He has 41,000 beds. None of them are filled. They're filled at minimum capacity. Why is that, Clayton? Because 97% of everyone that he arrests, he releases. He street releases. Nobody goes to detention facilities. It's a lie. The man lies constantly. And I go back to this every time I talk about Mayorkas. This man, to think that he's little meek, little man that doesn't know, and he's just kind of bumping into the walls, you're making a dire mistake. This man was the youngest U.S. attorney in the history of America. Academic credentials out of the wazoo. He started in 2008 under Obama and rose all the way up to the Secretary of DHS. This man is accomplished. He's intelligent. He goes in front of Congress and just lies because he knows half the congressmen are for him. The other half of the congressmen are inept. And he just lies and he goes about his way. I'll nail this point home. We're 3.5 years into Joe Biden's term. He is 3.5 years as the Secretary of DHS. Everyone knows the border's completely wide open and we're being destroyed. And nothing's been done to him. Nothing. Where is the impeachment? Honestly, you just mentioned it. He was impeached, voted to be impeached in February of 14, 14th of February. We're almost at the 14th of April. Nothing's been done. No one has stopped this man. So when we look at what he says, it's all a lie, but he does it with that incredible smirk on his face because he know he's winning. And I will say this out loud as somebody that's intelligently honest and critical thinking. I applaud you, Mayorkas. As your adversary, I applaud you because you are winning. You are doing everything that you set out to do times 10. And I applaud you for that. I don't have to like you, but as your adversary, I have to look at you and go, yeah, you're winning, dude. I have to tip my hat to you.
Criminal mastermind at work, it seems. One of the other things he said was about their main priority is keeping America safe. His main priority is keeping America safe. And the main focus on these detentions is people who have a criminal record and are terrorists. That's where they're mostly focused. That is like their primary focus. When you heard that, what did you think?
Every time I hear that, I just want to scream, right? Because I know, I was down on the border. I lived this. This is not a theoretical, I'm saying, well, this may be happening, Clayton. All of these people that are crossing the border, they are being vetted against national criminal databases in America. If they've never been to America, which is the vast majority of everyone crossing, they're gonna vet clean because they've never been in America before. You see the absurdity of this? Unless they are on some terror watch list, they're not going to a red bar goes across their name on our computer. They're just clean. We're allowing people, look, you can Google this and just see it. Thousands, tens of thousands of IDs on the south side of the border. Why would you cross the border and discard all of your identification? Why? Because you don't want anybody to know who you are and you want a full, clean slate coming into America. We have no idea who's here. I'm telling you, Clayton, we're already over 200,000 special interest aliens / terrorists that have been arrested and released into America. 250,000 Chinese nationals, all single adult males. 250,000 Russians, mostly majority single adult males. We're going to have over 1 million Haitians cross by the time Joe Biden leaves office. We have already surpassed 1 million Venezuelans. You tell me, just on that data, what I told you, do you feel safe? Do you actually believe America is safer today than it was when Trump was in office? And the answer is no, and everyone knows it.
And the FBI putting out an alert, of course, that the United States is about to be hit with a terrorist attack. This shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. I'll get you out of here on this, JJ, which is this revelation by President Biden about his now executive powers, right? So he tells Reuters yesterday in this that he's looking at what executive powers he has now, suddenly 3.5 years into his presidency, to shut down the border. What is he talking about? Is this just political opportunism in time for the election? Is this one of his demented moments? What did you make of that?
This is just to get him to the election. And he's already been documented to have discussions with the president of Mexico. Mexico's doing northern sweeps along their border just to bring the numbers down. But let's just look at the absurdity of what's happened. Let me just give you two numbers. First day in office, the first day, like he just sat down in the Oval Office. My first day, you think you get a drink, look around, have your family and go, oh my God, I'm the president. I'm gonna do the best I can. First day in office, he signs 94 executive orders destroying everything Donald Trump created. 94 first day. In his first year, Clayton, he signed 296 executive orders on immigration, all negatively impacting America. Look it up. Just got to Google it. 94 the first day, 296 his first term.
Wow.
The guy is a demented old bag of skin. He was a disgusting human being prior to his dementia, but he has destroyed America. His people have destroyed America. If you want to, here's the magic wand, Joe Biden. You want to shut the border down? Take your first 94 executive orders, reverse them, do everything Trump did, and within days, the border will be shut down. Not years, within days, it will trickle to nothing. But you won't do it because this is the giant replacement theory of destroying America and replacing it with non-citizens that you can control. That's it. It's
maybe Biden, maybe when Biden's looking into what executive powers he has, he'll just Google that. Maybe he'll stumble across that. Remember, my first day, I reversed all of this. I guess I can go back and do it all again. He's not going to do any of that. It's startling. And we'll see next week what the Senate does with Mayorkas' impeachment. It's been punted there. We'll see. It's been delayed till next week. We'll see what happens if it's dead on arrival in the Senate. But we can't wait any longer for the United States border to be secured. J.J. Carroll, great to see you as always. We encourage everyone, please read J.J.'s great book called Invaded. It's a New York, it's an Amazon bestseller. Who gives a rat's ass about the New York Times? It's an Amazon bestseller. Go there, and buy it and support it and share it with people because we need to get this message out. JJ, great to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, Clayton.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.